Mark chapter 16 and verse number 1. When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, verse number 1, Mary the mother of James and Salome, brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. Very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. They said among themselves, "Who shall roll away the stone from the door of the sepulchre?" And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long and white garment. They were frightened. And he saith unto them, "Be not frightened. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. Go your way, tell his disciples and Peter, that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him, as he said unto you." And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed, neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the privilege to be in your house this morning. Thank you for the privilege to know you and to celebrate your resurrection. Thank you for this day, Lord, that you've blessed us with. Thank you for this holiday in this land that we live. I pray, God, that you bless us and bless each and every one, that you bless your word. Lord, I know that your word is already blessed, but I pray for that special blessing and that special anointing that touches us, Lord, where we're changed and transformed by the preaching of your word. We thank you for it, and we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. The church said amen. Amen. I want to talk to us this morning about this stone. The Bible says that there was a stone over the door of the sepulchre, and it mentions this in the Gospels. Different Gospels may word it just a little different about this stone, but and said that they laid him in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out in the rock, talking about Joseph, and rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre. And then the Bible says, this is in Matthew chapter 27, that the chief priests and Pharisees came to Pilate, saying, "Sir, we remember the deceiver said, while he was yet alive, 'After 3 days I will rise again.' Command, therefore, that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say among the people, 'He's risen from the dead.' So shall the last error be worse than the first." And Pilate said unto them, "You have a watch, go your way, make it as sure as you can." So they went and made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch. And so they sealed this stone. The Bible tells us in Mark chapter 16, which we read for our scripture text, that the stone was great, for it was great. The Bible tells us in Matthew 27 that they rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre and departed. So when Jesus was buried and put in this tomb, he was put in a new tomb. Nobody ever laid there. The reason that the Bible makes note of that is because they would bury multiple people in one single tomb. And so the Lord was laid in a tomb by himself when he arose. I got to thinking last night, amen, if they had laid him in there with five or six more, he would have probably woke them all up, amen, when he got up on the resurrection morning. Now, I've heard it mentioned before that when he raised Lazarus from the dead, that he said, "Lazarus, come forth," because if he would have said, "Come forth," everybody in that graveyard would have got up and came, because Jesus had the power and still has the power over death and the grave. Hallelujah. We serve the Lord that has the power over death and the grave. Thank God. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us that in Matthew 28, that they departed and went and told the chief priest all the things that were done. The watch did. I read to you where they set a watch. These Roman soldiers, amen, watched this tomb. And when they were assembled, the elders had taken counsel and gave large money unto the soldiers. Matthew 28, saying, "Say ye, his disciples came by night and stole away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews unto this day. So they paid off those guys. And, you know, it was a very large crime, amen, for a Roman soldier not to do what he was told. As a matter of fact, amen, if he broke order, he died. And so these chief priests and scribes, amen, they was able to secure that that didn't happen. But I want to preach about the stone this morning. I want to preach about this great stone that was over the door of the sepulcher. Amen. And I don't know if this is, amen, what you would expect on resurrection morning. I'm thankful that Jesus is alive. Amen. I'm here preaching today because the Lord is alive. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. And, but, you know, I realized that they said, who's going to move this stone for us? Amen. I'm going to preach this morning on, praise God, the stone was rolled away. Praise the Lord. You know, there's things in our life that is an impossibility for us. There's things in every one of us that there's no way that we can do it. These women, the Bible says it was Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome. Amen. They came to the tomb. They brought sweet spices. They came to anoint him. They came early in the morning. And they said among themselves, who's going to move this stone for us? Who's going to roll this stone away for us? Now, I want to preach along this lines. There's a few things I want to bring out, but this is exactly what I want to preach. There's a lot of things that we're worried about, amen, that's going to get fixed. Amen. How are we going to fix this and how are we going to do that? But when you get there, hallelujah, when you get to God, you'll find out that He's already, praise God, rolled the stone away. He's already made a way. He's already taken care of it. You know, you'll be surprised at what we worry about. We'll be surprised at the cares, the thing. Well, you know, a lot of people would serve God, but there's too many stones over their door, so to speak. There's too many great obstacles in the way. There's too many things that say, there's no way that I can do it because, amen, of this or that or that. You know, sometimes we could probably make a big old long list of all the great obstacles that stand in our way, amen, of serving the Lord or living for God or, amen, or maybe a miracle in our life. But the Bible says when they got there that the stone was rolled away. And I want to preach to you this morning that when you come to God, amen, and if you'll decide that you're going to give it all to God, you'll find out that He's already prepared for you, that He's already ready. He's already ahead of you. Hallelujah. He's already got it rolled away. The stone was already rolled away, brother. They didn't have to. These weak ladies, you know, I would say, amen, that they might take offense at that. I don't want anybody to take offense at this, but can you imagine these sisters? Amen. Here they come to this sepulcher and this great stone is over the door. It is already there. It's pushed over the door. And, you know, and also they have sealed it. They've sealed it with some type of sealer to keep it from moving and to keep it from going. I want you to know that when they would put that seal on it, if that seal was broken, amen, that Roman seal, if it was broken, then it was just like robbery. Amen. But the angel came down. The Bible says that there was a great earthquake. The angel came down, rolled the stone away, and sat on top of the stone. Hallelujah. The Lord has already rolled every obstacle away, every excuse that we want to come up with. Everything that we say, well, this and well, that. The Bible said that they said among themselves, you know, fear is something that destroys man. Fear is something that destroys, amen, Christians. We worry about too much. We fret about it. Listen, we serve the God of miracles. Can I get a witness this morning? Amen. God is still in the miracle working business. God still saves the lost. God still delivers. God still has the power over the devil. God is greater than the devil. Hallelujah. Praise God. God's greater than sickness. God's greater than demon possession. Hallelujah. I serve a God. I serve the God that is greater, amen, than demon possession and our addictions and problems. And so here they come to this sepulcher very early in the morning. And they said, who's going to roll this stone away for us? Amen. Can we pay somebody? Can we talk somebody into it? They wanted to anoint his body. The reason they couldn't anoint his body is because, amen, on the crucifixion day, amen, the timing and how it came right up to the Sabbath, and the Jews could not, amen, do nothing on the Sabbath, and this, amen, and so when Jesus died and they didn't get to anoint his body, and all this weekend, amen, here they're fretting and they're worrying, said, oh, we should have anointed his body. We should have, it would be like embalming, but it's totally different than nowadays, but they would wrap and they would pour spices over the dead and things like that, and sweet things, sweet spices, they said, and they roll this stone away from us, away from the door for us. Who's going to do it for us? I want you to know, this morning you may have decided in your life that I would serve the Lord if that stone wasn't over the door. I'd get saved if that stone wasn't over the door. I'd do more for God, amen, if this obstacle wasn't in my way, if this or that or whatever your excuse is. Amen. The Bible says it was very great. But I want you to know this morning that God has already rolled the stone away. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Fretting and worrying and making up different things and all of this, you know, fear and all the doubt that stands in our way. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 41 and verse 10, fear thou not. I am with thee. Be not dismayed. I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. We serve the God that has the power to roll the stone away. He created the stone. Hallelujah. Amen. This angel moved the stone away and sat on top of it. I wish you could see this morning that every excuse that we have, amen, the angel of God has already rolled the stone away. No excuse you have, amen, is worth anything. Hallelujah. You know, we fret and we worry. We think, how are we going to do this and how are we going to do that? I believe it was my father-in-law was telling about when he was going to go, when he was building that church and he was renting a building, how that he found that building and the man told him, said, I believe it was $500 or $600 that he wanted a month on the phone. And so he's going to meet him there the next morning. Maybe he told it here. But I heard him tell it here a while back. And he said he laid up all night thinking about him and how he was going to talk that man down to $400 a month. He said, I laid up all night. He said, I didn't hardly get no sleep. He said, I'd wake up and he said, I'm going to say this and I'm going to say that. I'm going to do this. And I'm going to, you know, I'm going to present it to him this way. And then he said, no, that ain't going to work. And he, you know, I'm going to do it this way. He said, when I pulled up the next morning at 9 o'clock and got out, hallelujah, and walked over, he said, when I shook that man's hand for the first time, he said, Mr. Marquis, I've been thinking about it. And he said, I've decided I'm not going to rent that building to you for whatever it was. He said, I'm going to rent it to you for $400. Hallelujah. You know, we wrestle all night. We'll stay up all night. We'll worry. We'll, you know, shake our hands and, amen, pace the floor and all of that when God has already rolled the stone away. Be not afraid, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. We need to believe God, church. We need to trust God that God's going to do it. That God will do it for us. Here come these ladies and this, amen, this is going through their mind. Who's going to roll this away for us? Who's going to do this? You know, you might have said something. How's this going to work out? Listen to me, friend. Amen. I serve the God of miracles. I have faith in God this morning. Hallelujah. I have faith in God that he's able to do whatever you need. That he's able to meet every need. You know, we worry about things. Jesus said, amen, take no thought for your life, what shall you eat or drink, neither for your body, what you shall put on. For the life is more than meat, and the body than raiment. Behold the fowls of the air. They sow not, neither they reap, neither gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Y'all seen any birds this morning with hammers? You know, it's springtime, so the robins are out. You might not even notice them, but robins and blackbirds, those blackbirds will fill the field, you know. They'll come in. Did y'all go look? You see if they got any nails. See if they got any hammers. See if they got a skill saw. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The birds don't worry about it. And we're so stressed. We're stressed out. We're stretched thin. The devil's got us so stressed out we can't even think straight. Worried. Fretting. Amen. Hallelujah. That preacher was a praying. Brother Russell McDonald, he said, I was a praying and seeking God over some needs. He said, I was so worried about it. It's trying to build a church and different things going on. He said, I come out of that church of praying, asking God to meet the need. And he said, there was blackbirds all over that churchyard. And he said, the Lord said, does those blackbirds have any hammers? Does those blackbirds have any skill saws? He said, no, Lord. He said, the Lord said, when blackbirds build barns, then you'll have to worry. But until then, you don't have to worry. I'm going to tell you something. I've been down. I've been low. Hey, man, I wondered if I was going to make it, but God, God's always fed us. God's always taken care of us. Hallelujah. The Bible says, amen. Behold the fowls of the air. They don't sow, neither do they reap or gather into barns, but your heavenly Father. Does anybody have a heavenly Father this morning? I have a heavenly Father. Amen. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. He's able to meet every need. He's able to roll your stone away. I'm going to tell you something this morning. I'm going to go on. But they said among themselves, and listen here this morning, it's not God's will for us to worry so much. It's not God's will for us to be so anxious. We're the children of God. Fretting and worrying. How's this going to work out? How's that going to work out? Listen, God has it all in His hands. Here they come to the tomb. The Bible said, casting all your care upon Him. For He careth for you. We serve a God that cares for us this morning. He cares for every one of us. Hallelujah. Praise God. We had to go to Tyler the other day. Hallelujah. I try to stay away from those big cities, Tyler, Longview, and all that, you know. We had to go to Tyler, and we got over there on the loop. And man, I'm trying to push in this way and that way. And one of my kids said, man, Dad, you're driving crazy, you know, or something like that. Finally, just, you know, always in a hurry. Come on, church. My wife was looking at all them cars, and I mean, we're backed up, you know how it is. And my wife was looking at this and that, and she said, you know, she said, look at those people in that car. I looked at them. Well, yeah, see them. Hallelujah. She said, they got problems just like we got. She said, look at them people over there at that car right over there. She said, you don't know what, she said, they may have cancer, you know, they might be going to a funeral, you don't know what they're doing. She said, look at them over here. She said, everybody different's got a different problem. Then she stopped and she said, and God cares for every one of them. God cares for every one of them. Now I'm going to tell you something this morning. Your need may not be my need, and my need may not be your need, but I can guarantee you one thing. You have a heavenly Father who cares for your need. And there may be a stone. Listen, the Bible said it was great. The Bible said in our scripture text, they said, who's going to move the stone for us? And they said, when they looked, that stone was rolled away, for it was very great. Now listen, I'm not going to keep it going right here, but I'm going to tell you something. I know people face great problems. I know I'm not here as a smart aleck this morning or, you know, some, you know, fake thing. Say, well, you know, if you say this, you say that, everything will disappear or blow on your problem. It'll go pup, poof, and gone. I know we face real problems. I know we face real issues. I know there's real diagnosis. I know there's real problems and real financial needs and real, amen, addictions and things that people face that's too great for man. The Bible says it was great.
This wasn't no little bitty stone. These women couldn't have moved it, brother. It was too big for them. And I'm telling you, we face problems that's too big for us. Amen. We face problems that's too big for our families and our marriages. We face problems that's too big in ourselves. But let me tell you something that you already know. Let me remind you something. Your big problem is not too big for God. Your big stone is not too big for God. The Bible says it was very great. Hey man, I'm telling you, we face issues and you know, somebody says, I can't. When my kids say, I can't, my wife says, can't, hung from a tree by his tail. I can't. The stone is too great. I can't serve God. I can't break through. I can't get over this. I can't conquer it. Amen. I know this morning you might not admit it, but you really want to. You really want to beat it. You really want to conquer it. You really want to overcome it. You really want the joy of God in your life. You really want the peace of God in your soul. You may never admit it. Amen. But you really do want your home fixed. You really do want God to bless you again. Amen. Yet you say there's no way. The stone's too great. The stone's too big. Listen, the stone may be too big for you. The stone may be too big for me. The stone may be big forever, too big for everybody you know. But it's not too big for God and His angels. The Bible said, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. It's common to man. You're not the first person that went through this. I'm not the first person that went through this. We're not the first one. Many of people before us have went through the exact same thing. And listen, some have fallen and some have stayed true. Some have been on the sand and some have been on the rock. But we're not the first ones. It is common to man. There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. Say, well, I'm the only one that ever faced anything like this. Listen to me. You're not the only one. You're not the only one that ever defeated. You're not the only one that's ever been through that. Listen, there are those that have won the battle that you are fighting. There are those that have won the addiction that you are fighting against. There are those that are serving God. Amen. Praise God. No temptation has taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. Can I have some help this morning, church? Can somebody say, God is faithful. Hallelujah. We serve a faithful God. God's faithful, church. He can roll the stone away. He rolled it away. Amen. On that first resurrection morning, He can roll it away for us. God is faithful, who will not suffer or allow you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. I know it's so easy for you, Brother Sam, to get up there and preach and say it, but you ain't fighting it like I'm fighting it. You ain't fighting these addictions. You ain't fighting these problems. You ain't fighting this what I'm fighting. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something. I have faith in God this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. He can roll your stone away. He rolled that stone away that morning. They said, who is going to roll the stone away for us? Who's going to? They're all worried about it, and you're worried about it. What am I going to do? Hallelujah. How am I going to make it? Amen. It was great when Jesus was there. Y'all know the story of that woman at the well. When He stood there by the well and He said, give me a drink. And you know, all that stuff going on with the Jews and Samaritans. Amen. He said, if you knew me, you would have asked of me and I'd have given you living water. Amen. She said, sir, you have nothing to draw with and the well is deep. You know what, sister? She knew how deep that well was. She knew, amen, you wasn't going to just reach down and scoop some up. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm preaching to people this morning. You know how great your stuff stone is. You know how big your problem is. You know how bad the addiction is. You know how it hurts. You know how it's disappointing. It ain't nothing fake. The well is deep. Amen. But we serve a God who has living water. We serve a God that is on the throne this morning, and He is able to move the stone. He's able to roll the stone back. Amen. When they got there, the Bible said they looked, and the stone was already rolled back. Hallelujah. I believe this morning right here at Old Paths, amen, on Resurrection Sunday, on Easter Sunday, if somebody would just look, if somebody would just look through the eyes of faith, you'll find out that God's already moved your stone, that God has already rolled the stone back. No matter how big it is, no matter how great it is, I believe that God is still doing it today. When they looked, they didn't get there and kneel down. Oh God, roll the stone back. The stone was already rolled. They didn't get there and say, "Hey y'all, we'll give you $50 if y'all will just push on this right here for us." They think, "Man, there's some lunch money. Let's go." No, the stone was already. Hallelujah. God's already prepared for you, friend. The kids sing the song around here, said He's awaiting on you to walk through the door. Hallelujah. He's awaiting on you to say, "Yes, help, Lord." I may not get all the words right, but God's awaiting on you. Hallelujah. When Jonah went overboard, the kids at the children's church know this story, Jonah and the whale. Brother, when Jonah went overboard, the Bible says, now the Lord had prepared a great fish. God was already prepared for him. Hallelujah. Excuse me. You put yours on there. Now the Lord had already prepared a great blessing. Now the Lord had already prepared a great deliverance. What do you need? Now the Lord had already prepared a great miracle. Hallelujah. Now the Lord had already prepared a great healing. Now the Lord had already prepared a great financial miracle. Now the Lord had already prepared a great healing in the marriage. Now the Lord, I can guarantee you one thing, God is prepared for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible said in Psalms 23, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest mine head with oil. My cup runneth over." He prepares it. God's prepared. Hallelujah. Amen. Psalms 31 talks about Him preparing good things. Hallelujah. Oh, the good things that He's prepared. Amen. For those I'm talking about, when they look, the stone was already rolled away. Amen. We need God to open our eyes and see that He's still able, just like there in Kings when He said, "Alas, Master, what shall we do?" Amen. There was horses and chariots around that city. The Bible said that the Lord said, "Open His eyes, Lord, open His eyes." And God opened that servant's eyes and he looked. Y'all know the story. Y'all read it. The mountains was full of horses and chariots of fire. Amen. We need our eyes to be open this morning and know that God has already fixed. Come on, church. God has already fixed, amen, what you are so worried about. I feel the Holy Ghost dealing with me this morning. I feel the Spirit of God dealing with me. You're so worried about stuff. God's already rolled it back. Hallelujah. He's the deliverer. Praise God. I want to say that one more time before I go on, and I'm almost done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'll probably finish before 12 this morning. If y'all will make me a promise that you won't get used to it. Hallelujah. I felt like the Lord dealt with me last night to talk to you about deliverance. About deliverance. Hallelujah. There's a God that delivers. They wrote a song, said, 'Tis the grandest theme that the world ever sung. Our God is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. You're so worried about what's going to happen. Hallelujah. You're here this morning. Now listen, this is not a counseling session. I'm not here to water down anything. I'm here to stand flat-footed and tell you what I feel like God's telling you. You don't have to be so stressed out. God has already prepared for you if you just look. If you just come to Him, He'd roll your burdens away. He'd roll your burdens away. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse number 10, the Bible says, who delivered us from so great a death and doth deliver. In other words, God delivered us from a powerful death of hell. Death from hell, a sinful death. Who delivered us from so a great death doth deliver, in whom we trust that He will yet deliver. Woo! Three times delivers in that scripture. Amen. God delivered us. He's delivering us. And He will deliver us. Now listen to me. I know this is 2018. I know that. Amen. I know people are facing things they never faced before. I know that. I know you got a book of excuses. Amen. You could throw it at me and I probably couldn't answer one of them. But I'm going to tell you one thing. I serve a God that can take your stone. Amen. Send down one angel, amen, and roll that stone back and pop up on it and sit down and say, look here, girls, the stone is rolled away and I'm sitting on top of it. And if I need to throw it in the sea, I can throw it in the sea. If I need to throw it around the world, I can. God is bigger than your problem. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 15. And deliver them who through the fear of death all their lifetime subject to bondage. Glory to God. God's the deliverer. I got one more scripture in Jeremiah 1 and 8 says, be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. You listen, those demonic faces, those devilish faces, God's with you to deliver you, pull you right out. Hallelujah. God is bigger than your problem. God is bigger than your addiction. God's bigger than your situation. He's a big God. Thank you, Jesus. He's the deliverer this morning. Stand together with me. Praise God. Hallelujah. While everyone waits right here, just a moment. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Sister Bethany's going to play for us just something right here. And I want to ask you something. You're here this morning. You'll slip your hand up. I don't want nobody looking around. I'm not here to embarrass nobody. But you'll just slip your hand up and say, Brother Sam, pray for me. I've got things that I'm fighting. Yes, ma'am, I see your hand. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am, I see your hand. God sees it too. You slip your hand up and say, Brother Sam, pray for me. I need deliverance. I need God to help me. I need God to roll my stone away. I've got a stone in my life, a big thing, a problem. Hallelujah. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation. God knows how to deliver you. Anybody else, you lift your hand. If there's been hands went up all over this place, I'm going to pray for you. Hallelujah. And you're here and you say, I need the Lord to help me. Brother Sam, pray for me. One more opportunity. You haven't raised your hand yet, but you're fighting something and you need help. You need help from God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to go a step further. Is anybody here today you want to be saved? You want to pray? You repent. You want to get right with God. You want to pray through. You want to talk to the Lord. You want to ask Him for help, for salvation. If you're here this morning, these altars are open. I want you to step out. I want you to come on down. I know there's a great stone in your way. I know. You've got it all figured out. When I get this stone rolled away, then I'll do it. How about it, sir? Would you step out this morning, come to this altar and pray? God's dealing with you. He wants to touch you on this Easter Sunday. Say, I want God to help me. I need the Lord to help me. How about it, man? How about it? Where you at? Who are you? God knows who you are. You're here this morning on this Sunday. You'd like to pray. You'd like to ask God to help you. You'd like to ask God to deliver you. You'd like to ask God to come into your life. You're here this morning. These altars are open.
No one knew how alone I was feeling, or the emptiness I tried so hard to hide. Though I laughed and said my life was fine without you, I was covering up the secret tears I cried. Then one day someone told me of your mercy and the love you showed the day on Calvary. There you died and purchased my redemption, and you broke sin's power and set my spirit free. I'm amazed that you love me. I'm amazed that you care. But through your precious blood, I can find pardon. Are washed, they can all be washed away. Oh, my sins are washed away.
While she sings, why don't we take some time to pray this morning? Hallelujah. Let's come.